Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor extraordinaire. She's a good listener, but a better talker. Jessica Labby is our co-host, and she likes to wear high heels, preferably red. And of course, we have that mic producer guy trying to overhear and butt into the conversation. All in all, it gets pretty interesting around here. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Who comes up with this stuff? I tell you,
I'm not wearing red high heels today.
Too bad.
She's got her gym shoes on. I'm impressed. Yeah. She's going to the gym.
That's right.
So, hey, I'm Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger. I do have Jessica Labby sitting right here across from me and Mr. Michael Clark.
I'm feeling healthier already, I think.
Well, you know, Jessica
did here with you guys.
Bring in her lunch. And I want to know what's in the lunch.
Okay, so I have a peanut butter sandwich with organic peanuts,
peanut butter,
and Ezekiel bread, which is sprouted grain bread. And I have a bottle of juice that I prepared myself this morning that includes cucumber, celery, carrot, pear, and beet greens.
Ooh.
And it's very, very delicious.
Was that with your Vitamix?
Yes.
I might put a little tequila in that.
That would work.
Yeah. I used my Vitamix yesterday to make watermelon banana juice.
Ooh.
It was really good. And then we froze it in the popsicle molds.
Was there vodka in it?
It was for the kids.
Oh. Did you bring me any?
It was for the kids. No.
No.
I brought some yerba mate tea.
How am I going to get healthy if you don't bring me some of this stuff?
Okay, I'll remember that.
Next time.
Yeah. I'll remember that. Well, you know, this is our first podcast, but I feel like it's really not. It's just the first one we're actually recording, because the whole idea for this started when we have our team huddles pre-shift before every adjusting shift, and we'll sit around and we'll talk about what we read in the news, what we're thinking about that day. And usually it gets actually kind of heated and passionate and pretty dynamic. And
especially when it's about American Idol
or fashion.
Yes.
But a lot of the time it actually is about health. And I always think, gosh, if people could overhear this conversation, they would probably be pretty entertained.
And now they can.
Now they can.
There you go.
So here we are. So we're really just sitting around in my office talking about, you know, Jessica's cute skirt or Mike's shiny head.
It is rather shiny today, isn't it?
It is.
I polished it up just for you guys.
And for the record, he's not even wearing shoes.
Don't have to.
So here's my thought today. What about just starting with the basics? Because, you know, I've talked a lot about over the years how you can't really decide how to be healthier if you don't have the right paradigm. You know, a paradigm is just, you know, how you look at things. And one thing that we talk about all the time is, how was the body designed to heal? What's our internal healing ability? Because we, you know, that's kind of the basic question that we don't even ask anymore. Instead, we ask, well, what can I take to make the symptom go away? Which is the opposite. And, you know, the body can heal. We are designed to heal. You cut your finger and it heals. You know, you cut your finger of a corpse, it doesn't heal because it's life that heals, but your body heals, right? But on the other end of it is, you know, I was just reading Trans World News. They had an article a couple days ago called Prescription Drug Abuse, Major Source of Healthcare Costs. This is what they said. Attempting to sell a pill-size answer to every life problem has become one of the most expensive and devastating healthcare issues ever to face the country.
That's America, though. We want instant gratification.
That's right.
You know, that's the way it is.
With our food, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we talk about drugs?
Yeah.
Okay, oxycodone. Do you know what that is? Anybody?
I've heard of it.
You know where I actually learned more about this, interestingly? Grand jury duty last month. Because we heard it over and over and over again. So finally,
it was some sort of drug case, I take it, then?
Multiple.
Yeah.
In our towns. So basically, oxycodone is a chemical. And it was actually, a district attorney said that it's like poor man's heroin.
Right. That's what I've heard, too. Is it accessible? I mean, is that why people abuse it?
Well, it is, because it's the active ingredient in Vicodin, Percocet, Oxycontin, which is prescribed for usually pain.
Years ago, I was prescribed some painkiller after a serious car accident. And I tried one once, didn't really like it. And so a guy I worked with got wind of it. And he wanted to buy this stuff from me. $20 a pill. Did you sell it? No, I threw it down the toilet.
That's good. So we can put in our drinking water.
Oh, yeah. I can't win, can I?
You're right. You can't win. You cannot win.
You can try, though.
That's exactly right. But, you know, I guess the reason it's being prescribed is because people are hurting. You know, bottom line, people are sick and hurting. And that's something that I will say every day over and over because I see it. I see it in, you know, evaluations I give. You know, people tell me things because I'm a doctor. They'll sit down and they'll tell me what they won't tell their neighbors or sometimes even their spouse. They'll tell me what they're doing and how they're hurting. And they're taking stuff because they don't know what else to do.
Yeah, and then
they
have
to
slope.
They still have to go to work.
Right. Exactly. And care for their kids.
Exactly.
It's really sad, to be honest, but they don't have another way. They don't have a better way. And the better way is what we need to figure out for people. Because, you know, insurance coverage isn't going to be the better way. You know, getting better insurance coverage, that's not going to make you healthier. The government's not going to make us healthier. You know, we hear all this stuff with healthcare reform.
That's, it's all up to us, isn't it?
Yes. It is. It's yeah. about personal responsibility.
That's true.
You know, Jessica, the things you've told me about your past and where you are now, that was all personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just from your decisions you've had to make in your life.
So guys, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Jessica can tell us her story.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Here we are back from break, and we get to hear Jessica Labby's personal story, which I think is so inspiring because Jessica exemplifies someone who has taken personal responsibility to become healthier.
And that's why I wear a name tag at Spinal Corrective Center that says Director of Inspiration.
That is your official title.
That is.
Yes.
So when I was in my 20s, I was working in my dream career. It was very stressful. It was very demanding. And one thing led to another, and I decided to take medication for anxiety. I was stressed out all the time, and it was affecting my health. And so I thought that maybe this would help. And
it was the 90s, right? That's what people did.
Prozac Nation came out in theaters, and yeah, that's what everybody was doing. And the first night that I took a pill, I didn't sleep at all. And that was the beginning of my insomnia. And wow. it went from there, and it got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. And so I went the natural route and eventually was able to get off of all of the medication, left that dream career, because it just was not affecting my health in a positive way. And I ended up working for a chiropractor, which was totally going in another direction career-wise. But it changed my life.
That's incredible, because when I look at you, I can't imagine you any other way, but super healthy, always exercising, eating well. It just seems like who you were always supposed to be.
It's hard work. It really is. It's not easy, but it's so worth it, because you're not a slave to, oh, I got to get my prescription filled. You know, that's a terrible feeling. Where am I going to come up with $150 because my insurance company won't cover it? That's what people face every day.
Now you have money to buy a Vitamix.
Yeah, and really cute clothes.
Oh. It always comes back to clothes.
That's right.
She's a girl. Come on.
And my red high heels.
That's right. I love it. Here's another interesting thing I found recently. Jessica Fraser, a citizen journalist, she's referencing this book called Death by Medicine. And it says that statistics prove prescription drugs are 16,400% more deadly than terrorists. Isn't that...
It's a slower death.
It's a slower death. That's true. 783,936 people in the U.S. die every year from conventional medicine mistakes. That's the equivalent of 6 jumbo jet crashes a day for an entire year.
I think they're more dangerous than gangs, too, because I live in a dangerous neighborhood. And I woke up in the middle of the night because I heard sirens. And I look out my window. There's a woman laying on the ground. Of course, my first thought is she got attacked. Right. And it turns out that she was medicated and wasn't supposed to be leaving her house. And she was so doped up on whatever prescription medication she was given, she wandered outside of her house, passed out on the sidewalk in the middle of the night.
See, we're turning into a zombie nation.
Yes. That's right, Mike. Yeah. I was just thinking about this patient I had a consultation with. And, you know, we're chiropractors. We're focused on the spine primarily. But we do help people with other aspects of healthy living, like nutrition and exercise and sleep. And we sat down because we had a discussion at the adjusting table one day about the medication she was on. And she actually had to go out to her car to get a list of them because she couldn't remember them all. You know, and this is a woman in her 50s, 12 medications. And it just kind of happened over time. And she wasn't even sure if she needed to be on them. She wasn't sure if they were helping her. And, you know, it's certainly not my job to tell someone whether they should take a medication or to get them off. But she wanted someone to help her just navigate it. So I did a little research for her. And, you know, we determined that, for example, she was put on a heartburn medication 6 months ago. And not only is her heartburn still just as bad, but most of the side effects of that medication she's experiencing.
So they give her another drug for the side effects from the first drug she's taking.
You're catching on so quickly.
See?
She was telling me how tired she was all the time. Well, you know, fatigue was the number one side effect. Her muscles were sore and weak. She could barely handle it anymore. And when we looked up the drug side effects, her eyes bugged out because she thought, maybe that's it. So she's going to go back to her doctor and say, look, this has not helped me. And I've had all these symptoms now. I need to do something different. And that's the kind of things that happen to people. And it's they don't even have the education to put two and two together or know that there's another option or there's a better way. No one's talked to her about how food can affect heartburn. No one's talked to her about the way that she sleeps.
Well, you talk to trust your doctor, though. I mean, you know, you typically don't argue with what the doctor tells you to what to take. You know, they tell you you need that. So you figure you need it. So you take it, you know.
I agree that, the white coat mentality is something that's happened. I think it's getting, it's changing over time because of the internet. I think access to information is starting to change that and people are starting to ask. And bottom line is the vast majority of medical doctors, they want to help their patients. I feel bad that they don't have enough of the right tools in their tool chest. It's just not the right answer. If you want drugs, you go to a medical doctor, period. If you want nutrition advice or lifestyle advice, you don't go to a medical doctor. They don't have training in that.
I just come here.
That's right.
That's right. That's just come here.
I'll give you the juice.
And that brings us to why we're doing this podcast. We want to help people with a starting place for tools for better living. We want to talk about nutrition. We want to talk about exercise, sleep cycles and what's healthy, just keeping a healthy mindset. And then, of course, spinal health. That's what we're here to do.
I feel better already.
Don't you? Isn't it a great way to start the day?
It is.
That's right.
It's a little early still for an audio engineer, but nonetheless.
We could change these to midnight, but then we'd be wrecking our circadian rhythm law.
That's right.
You didn't have to swear at me.
Okay, I'm over and out. Anybody else have anything to say?
How about my back rub now?
Can I have some of that juice?
Oh, absolutely.
No back rubs.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to SpinalCorrectiveCenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's SpinalCorrectiveCenter.com or call 603-673-5600.